scared, not living right, or whatever. And then they ask you about your body and how all that's going, and ask you if you had any thoughts of suicide. And I think that's a good thing to do, because not everyone has someone they can go to and,
yes,
and, you know, tell all these things. And it's a good opportunity. And no one ought not ever be abused.
No.
Because God is not abusive. This chastening, God does correct, and sometimes this correction can be the more severe, the more dangerous it is, the more severe the consequences. If God doesn't correct you, sometimes the more stern the chastening. It's like I'll speak softly to a child if I only need them to probably sit down, but I'll yell at them if I need them to come out of the street.
Yes.
It depends on what the consequences are. God does the same thing. Sometimes he has compassion on us in the way that he speaks to us. Other times, when we're really in danger of losing our soul or losing our life, God will pull us, he has to pull us out of the fire. Sometimes that can be pretty stern. You need to stop doing this now.
Yes.
So I thank God for his goodness. And the wellness scripture I'm using, I believe it or not, is one that everybody knows. It's Psalms 23, 23rd Psalm.
Yeah.
And it, 23rd Psalm, it's a short psalm. David wrote it. And he uses the analogy of a shepherd, because God is a shepherd, and sheep in particular, because David was a shepherd before he, even as a musician, he was a shepherd before he became an officer in Saul's army. Commander in Saul's army, and he understood the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep, the dependence of the shepherd, of a sheep on a shepherd.
Yes, amen.
They don't know where they're going unless the shepherd leads them there.
Amen.
They don't know where to find food. They don't know what to do unless the shepherd keeps them. The shepherd has responsibility for keeping them from the wolf sheep, unless it happens to be a ram. Sheep generally don't have any defensive posture.
Right, yes.
When something runs in among them, they don't even necessarily run. They just kind of huddle together. And so a shepherd has responsibility not only for taking care of them, but for protecting them and everything else. And David wrote in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd." Emphasis on the Lord being my shepherd.
Yeah.
And this is where the wellness comes in, because I think I must have learned the 23rd Psalm when I was in no more than the fifth grade.
Yeah.
Because when we were in grade school, we learned a lot of scriptures, committed them to memory, because that was what we used in classes in our language arts and things, for poems and things. We learned 23rd Psalm, Ecclesiastes 12, and all those. And so a lot of people know the 23rd Psalm, and it's the psalm that people like to read from time to time when they're going through something. But David wrote this, and when you're going to, if you want to incorporate the 23rd Psalm, then the Lord has to be your shepherd.
Yes.
It's not just something you say to ward off evil spirits.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of life. Who is your shepherd? Who is your shepherd? And David makes this point, because he's saying, I'm putting myself in the Lord's hands.
Yes.
And my life belongs to him. And you would say to yourself, I'm not sure whether I want to do that or not. In the sixth chapter, David sums it up when he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, because the Lord is my shepherd. So when I say in the 23rd Psalm, I would ask all of you and ask everyone today, is the Lord really your shepherd, or is it something you say? And has he become the one that you really utterly depend on? Because as we read down, it says, he leadeth me beside, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. And last week I was crying out to God, and I said to him, I really need you to restore my soul.
Yes.
And all of these things of making me to lie down in green pastures, taking care of my immediate physical needs so that I don't have to worry, and leading me beside still waters, leading me in a direction where opportunities are open, something that, you know, so that the way is easy, so that I'm able. And when he says this, it is the picture, and I've had people preach it forever, and they talk about how sheep are not able to drink from a fast-moving brook or whatever, and all those things. They'll probably not drink as much. It's more difficult to drink out of a water fountain than it is out of a glass. Yeah. But the point here being is since the Lord is my shepherd, and the other thing of it is it's not just talking about what God will do. It's a matter of faith here and trust in God. It's not a matter of saying God will be your shepherd and God will lead you, will make you lay down and will make a way for you to lie down in green pastures, or in other words, to prosper and be somewhere where you're able to do what you need to do, and he'll lead you beside still waters. In other words, he makes the way easy.
Yes.
It's not just something that you read to talk about God. It is an acceptance it's a life that you become.
Yes.
And you see yourself. When the Spirit brings back to me in difficult times, the Lord will neither leave you nor forsake you. I know who he's talking about. It's not just a scripture that I'm trying to say over and over again and get the magic working.
Yeah.
You know, you're afraid, so you start repeating, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. Hey, you know, this is a life that you're supposed to have, so that it becomes automatic that when things, you know, no matter what goes on, it's he that you depend on. Because as it goes on, and David talks about it, he says, he restoreth my soul. In other words, he settles me down.
Yes, yes.
And when I'm really filled with anxiety and wondering about things and troubled about things, and all of us from time to time have some anxiety.
Yes.
We incorrectly use the word anxious when we should be saying eager, but we're anxious about a lot of things, and then we stand around and want to quote the scripture, be careful for nothing. And really, when he says the scripture, be careful for nothing, he doesn't mean that you need to be haphazard or just do some of everything. His point is you should not have anxiety for anything, because the Lord is our shepherd.
Yes, yes.
But with prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, make your request known to God, who is our shepherd.
You
can't just walk up to anybody on the street, although they're beggars, but normally you don't walk up to people on the street and say, hey, you know, do you have $5 I can borrow? But my child doesn't mind walking up to me and asking me for that. Or my child doesn't mind coming to me and saying, I'm hungry. Or my child doesn't mind coming to me saying, I'm cold. Or my child doesn't mind coming to me. And whatever matter that they figure it is that I can resolve for them,
yes,
they will come because they belong to me.
Yes.
And this is where we are in God. And it's the position that we're in and the life that we're in that a stranger cannot do.
Yeah, yes.
If, you know, there are things that when you have this relationship of family, he's my father, he's my shepherd, I'm depending on him. And when David says the Lord is my shepherd, he brings out the utter dependency that we have on God, which goes beyond our asking. You notice in the 23rd Psalm, there's never anything that we do. There's never, you know, even in the scripture that says, be careful for nothing, it does tell us that our request be made known to God. In the 23rd Psalm, it doesn't ask you to do anything.
No.
You just need to follow, and God takes care of it. And you need to have perfect wellness being in God so that you don't have a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear, because God takes care of it, because he's the shepherd. And the sheep never come up to him and say, hey, we need to move to another pasture. He knows to do this.
Yeah.
He knows to do this.
Yes, yes.
And he knows that they must have green, they must have grass to live. He knows, and it's the scripture that Jesus used when he said, take no thought for your life, because your Father knows what you need before you ask.
Yes, amen.
Don't worry about it.
Yes.
He didn't mean don't ever ask about it, but he says don't worry about it. So there's a big difference in just knowing the scripture of the 23rd Psalm. When I say it, most people say, I know that one. What can you say about that? I've heard it preached forever. When is it going to become your life so that instead of just hearing of the scripture, he really becomes your shepherd?
Yes.
I've already made him my shepherd. Then comes the part, he leadeth us into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. This is grace and mercy. David makes this point. He doesn't keep me right or lead me in the right way because I'm great. And he doesn't lead me in this way because I deserve it. And he doesn't lead me in this way because I've paid for it. I've worked for it. I've earned it. I need it. We don't even know without God what the pathway, what the right way to go is. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, the end of which is death and
destruction.
He leads me, and guides me. Why won't you, as the song says, let Jesus lead you. And let him guide you. But in order to do that, then you have to become you have to become a sheep again and put your life completely in his hands. Because when the wolf shows up, you know, you're not going to fight him off. You got to depend on the shepherd. When the devil shows up, you can't fight the devil without God. There's nothing you can do about it. And so he says in the next part, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And this is the part that people always want to read in the hospitals and places when people are really going through and whatever. But I'm going to tell you today, Elder Smith, The valley, you know, he doesn't say, yea, though I walk through a valley in the shadow of the death or sometimes in a valley. The valley of the shadow of death is earth.
Yes. Valley of the shadow of death is earth.
We live in the shadow of death every day because the devil goes to and fro seeking who he may destroy. Some days may be worse than others, but every day I need to depend on God, his rod and his staff. They comfort me, knowing that he has the power, the rod and the staff. Some people say they're just one utensil and has two purposes. Some people say it's two different utensils, and one's for protection and one's for safety. It doesn't matter to me. He's my protection and my safety.
Safety, yes.
When the devil would do evil to me, God is present, and God doesn't let him. And when the world would overtake me, God is present, and God doesn't let him. And then I can add another one and say that the shadow of death is sin. Not sins that people do, but the power of sin and what it has wrought in the earth. And this is why when people talk about the yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, in the valley is disease. In the valley is corruption. In the valley is the danger. In the valley is all the things that we go through in life just living on earth. We're never, you know, until we get to heaven, we'll never be out of the valley. So, well, no, I have some good days. Yes, you have some good days because God causes it to be so. But you're on earth, and death is always present, and the devil is always. And the reason why he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not walk. And he talks about us being comforted, you know, about our comfort. It's because God keeps us.
Yes.
It's the Lord who does that. And if this is just a psalm that you read and think you got it, you need to re-examine your life and see, is my life really in God? And is he really my shepherd? Or am I depending on him and something else?
Right, yes.
Am I depending on God and something else?
Yes.
If I'm depending on a person, I'm depending on God doing through that person what needs to be done. I'm depending on God seeing that this person who's the surgeon doesn't do the wrong thing. I'm depending on God keeping me so the anesthesiologist doesn't over-anesthetize me. I'm depending on God to make sure I live. Yes, there are many people who are used in my life and many things go on, but the person who sustains me is God. Is God. You say, well, I don't know about that. He holds all things by the word of his power, and by him all things consist.
Amen. Yes.
That things work out well for you, it is because of God.
Yes.
That you make it through, it is because of God. The Lord is my shepherd. When he becomes your shepherd and not just somebody you talk about, then even when you look at those in authority over you and you look at leaders, you're still trusting God. I'm going to ask my leader, you say, for some advice, and you're hoping that God will give them what to do. You must never start to trust in anyone. I don't care who they are, what their title is, and not hope that God is going to lead them and guide you and give you what you need. You can't just let them be on auto and because they say it, it's good.
Yeah,
you got to hope that what they're giving you is God. And you have to stand ready to make sure by the Word of God and the Spirit of God that what you're receiving comes from God.
Amen. Yeah. Yes.
God is, the Lord is my shepherd. That's the person who's, who cares for me? God does.
Yes.
Who's concerned about me? God is. I might be concerned about you. But in the valley of the shadow of death, which I'm saying is earth, you might really need me when my wife needs me.
Yes.
Now I have to make a choice because I'm not God. I can't work out both at the same time. You might need me when my sister or my daughter or my son needs me, or my grandson or whoever. You might need me when someone close to me needs me.
Yes.
And guess what? Because we're human and we can only stretch so far, you get put on a back burner.
Yeah.
That's until right. I take care of what I can take care of.
Yes.
You might need money to eat. And you come to me for a loan, but I have to pay my house note.
Yes.
And you get put on the back burner. Amen. The only person who can take care of all of us at one time is my shepherd.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Yes.
The only person who can fix what I'm going through, and this goes for everybody, and this is something that we need to know. Don't ever stop depending on God. Because no matter how good a pastor is, a leader, a bishop, or whatever it is, we're not God.
Yes.
And we all have our priorities.
Yes, yes.
And you show up on a day when the valley of the shadow of death is really wearing on us and the devil's fighting us, and you have a need, but I have to have God work out things in me. Every priest, when he goes before God, has to, first of all, repent of his own sins. He has to bring something for his own sins. This gives you the notion that not only do I have to take care of you, but I got to take care of me.
Yes.
And the other person who doesn't have to do that is God.
It's God, yes. Hallelujah.
That's why David said, Saul's not my shepherd, the Lord is.
The Lord is.
Jesse's not my shepherd, he's my dad, but the Lord, Lord is.
Amen.
Joab's not my shepherd, Joab's one of my greatest generals, but the Lord is.
Amen.
I'm not depending on anyone else to take care of me when I'm on the battlefield. I've got mighty men of valor all around me. They're as big and as strong as you can get. Nobody can get to me. I can run through a troop. They'll do anything for me. But the person who's really taking care of me is God.
Is God. Amen.
It never stops being God. The person that came to be my armor bearer, God sent. And the people who came to help me, if they are going to help me in the way that the Lord would have me go, they have to be sent by God.
Amen. That's right. Well, they have another motive. Yes.
That's why David could say that, because it isn't just something that David says. Maybe we need to get on our knees and ask God, Lord, I want you to be my shepherd. I always thought you were, but you know what? I'm worrying about too many things.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at too many things, and I'm wondering about too many things. And I can't seem to get an answer from anybody. It's because none of us are qualified to answer.
Amen.
You need to hear from God.
Yes.
So I'm going to go to so-and-so and go wherever, and I'm going to ask them. Well, go ahead.
Yeah.
But you better hope they're hearing from God.
God, amen. Yes.
And the Word of God, when it comes, God doesn't have a problem with you trying His Word.
Amen.
God doesn't have a problem with you getting in the Word of God and seeing if it's Him or not.
Amen.
God doesn't have a problem. Prove me now herewith, He says.
Yes.
Prove me.
Prove me.
Don't ever trust in anybody who says, hey, who are you going to listen to? I'm going to listen to God.
Amen.
And if I can't find what you're telling me in God, I'm not going to go with it. Amen. When you give it to me, I'm going to go back and see if it's God or not. Yes. And hopefully when you tell me, you're going to tell me where in God I can find it. Because if it's the Word of God, you should have no problem with me looking it up and reading it by myself.
That's right. Yes, that's true. Yep. Amen.
David wrote, this is why I call this a wellness scripture, because I'm asking you tonight, how well are you?
Yeah, hallelujah.
If you're relying on God and He's your shepherd, He says in this, I shall not want. In other words, when I need help, I get it.
Yes.
When I need what I need, God gives it to me.
Yes.
The Lord takes care of me. Yes. He sees me through. He causes me, in other words, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He puts me in a place of comfort.
Yes, amen.
He puts me in a place where I can access what I need.
Yes.
And He restores my soul. He knows when I'm hurt, and He comes in
yes.
and restores.
Yes.
And He knows when I'm frustrated, and
yes.
He comes in and He restores.
Yes.
And He knows when I have anxiety, when I'm
yes.
disgusted, when I'm angry. He comes in and He restores, because He reminds me, I will take care of you. You
yes.
will be all right.
Yes, yes. Amen.
And so David writes down here, he says, He's leading me in the right way, not because I owe Him, but He's leading me because God is good.
Yes.
And God is great. And He does this for His great name's sake. I'm not going to drop you, God says, because it's my great name.
Yes.
It's my reputation. I'm the true God and the living God. Our reputation is only as good as we're able to do.
Yes.
And sometimes we can't live up to it.
Yes.
But God can always live up to
yes.
His reputation as being one who cannot fail,
yes.
as being one who can do all things,
yes.
as being the one with whom nothing is impossible. That's only God.
Yes. That's right.
The rest
Amen.
Of us, our reputation might be greater than us. And it causes people to put more trust in us than they should. You should not trust me any more than you can trust God in me.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
If you see little slips and chinks and faults, it's okay if you understand that I'm doing the best I can do in God, but don't ever make me your God.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
He's leading me in the path of righteousness.
Yes.
You know, it's like we're all, you know, we're all just sheep. It's just that some of us have been with the shepherd a little bit longer.
Yes. Yes.
And he says, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death. And this is why I get it, Shonda, that he's referring to every day and not just when he's in battles. He doesn't say, when I walk through the valley in the shadow of death. He says, I walk through the valley in the shadow of death. I'm doing it now.
Yes. Yes.
Now, when I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, because people will say, you're in the valley in the shadow of death. Are you not ever when you're on earth?
That's right, yes.
It's just that some days are worse than others. Some dangers are greater than others. But death always looms over us. We're such, we're so fragile when it comes to between life and death, although we think we're not. And we have some resilience because God has given the body the ability to heal itself from time to time. But at any time, this heart could stop. At any time, things could come your way.
Yes.
And you need God to bail you out.
Yes.
I will not fear, he says, because the Lord is with me.
Yes.
If God wasn't with me, as much as I know, I'd be afraid to come out the house.
Yeah, yes.
Say, well, I don't really worry about it. Then he's not your shepherd yet.
Yeah, amen.
Otherwise, you know you ought to be afraid to come out of the house too.
Amen, yeah.
I look at people sometimes, and people always say, how do bad things happen to good people? You're good people, but you don't have the right shepherd.
Yes.
You don't depend on him like you should.
Yes.
The Lord will see you through. So, well, what if I've been in God forever and I'm sick? Well, so was Elijah. He was sick unto death.
Yes.
Because we have these mortal bodies and they will
yes.
not live forever. And God reminds us. And
yes.
sometimes he reminds us because of the pains and aches in our own body. And sometimes God will use others who are ready and
yes.
whose crown is there. And whose
yes.
mansion is there,
yes.
and who has a reservation in heaven, whose
yes.
name is listed in the book of life, whose banquet placket is already on the table. Sometimes God will literally call them on home to remind us that we have a rendezvous. That we're not going to live forever. Sometimes people go earlier in life, and someone would say, well, what about young Pastor Davis? What became, how did that happen? Young people need to know they died too. Some people say about Timothy, what happened there? We need to know the babies died too. No sin on their part, nothing grievous on their part. It is there in a way. They're here as an example to us of how God, of what, at any point in life, you can be gone.
At any point in life, amen.
You need to have a shepherd that leads you and guides you so that you are not afraid to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You're not afraid to live life, and the walls aren't closing in on you depending on who's in the White House, and the walls aren't closing in on you because of a pandemic and disease, and you're not afraid that life is going to end, and when you hear of a volcano erupting, you know the earth is prevailing, but every time something happens, the world will close in on you. And maybe today you went out and got a pink slip on your job, but you're, but when God's your shepherd, if that valley is no longer green, He'll lead you to another one.
Amen.
If they're having a lot of turbulence on your job and can't get along, there's more still water somewhere. He'll lead you to another pool. Because He's a good shepherd. I'm depending on Him. Say not within ourselves. He told Israel one place. He says, when you come into a land full of with vineyards already planted and wells already dug and houses full of goods, He told him, I'm going to bless you when you get to Canaan. He says, and when you get there and you get the good life, you got the six-figure job and you got the education that you want and money is rolling in and health is good and you're vacationing in the Bahamas and you're doing whatever you want and you're buying the new cars and life is great and God loves to see you blessed because it's a testimony of His goodness. He says, but say not within thyself that I got this by my own hands. Say, it is the Lord that causes me to have wealth. It is God who has done this. And God is great. When your health is good, it is God that will see you through. So when David wrote this wellness scripture, he said, they said, David, how you doing? How you feeling at home? He says, I'm doing okay because the Lord is my shepherd. And he said, and in the very end, he tells you this. He says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In other words, when things should be bad, God comes in. You know, there's a big thing in God about eating together. Matter of fact, Paul tells him in one place, he says, if you have a brother who's not right, who's falling, he says, don't even go to dinner with him. Because the dinner table, and Jesus told them at the Last Supper, he says, I have desired above desire to have this last dinner with you. This is why families should come together and eat together, and not he sit in front of the television and she eat in the bedroom and the kids sit at the table by themselves, because this is where we all meet. When we come to the table, we lay our weapons down. And when we come to the table, this is a time of peace, and it's a time of fellowship. It's a time where everybody's supposed to rejoice and relax and everything's supposed to be okay. And David says, although my enemies are all around and the devil would overwhelm me and overtake you, he says, God, has He prepared a table for me in the presence of Him so I can sit down and eat in peace. And the Lord takes care of me and I'm not worried about them overwhelming me at the time. Anointeth my head with oil. You know, oil represents the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
David says, thou anointest my head with oil. Fills me with the Holy Spirit. Washes me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. The Lord sees me through it. He says, and because of this, my cup runneth over. He says, the Lord blesses me so much that even though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, He says, my cup runneth over. My joy is full. I'm doing all right. And you might say, you don't have as much as others, but I got a shepherd There's a good shepherd, and I'm not worried about anything. Say, but you don't make as much money as I do. You don't make as much money as I do. I don't need as much money as you.
That's right.
Because the shepherd keeps making mine multiplying. Shepherd makes sure that my meal barrel never runs empty. My cruiser barrel never fails. The shepherd sees me through. He watches over when one pastor is eaten up. He leads me to another one. When the waters get rough, he leads me to another pool. When my enemies come upon me, his rod and his staff, his power and his greatness keep me from.
Amen.
The Lord watches out for me.
The Lord watches for me.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I'm not worried who's going to be in the White House. I have a preference, but I'm not worried about it. And ultimately, whoever goes in there, I'm still depending on God.
Yes.
It could be someone I think is great and find out they're not. I need God.
Yes.
It could be someone that I think is horrible and find out they're great. Doesn't matter. I need God.
Yes.
The person who's ultimately sustaining me is God.
Amen.
I will do what I need to do and vote civically, but I'm depending on God.
Amen. Yes.
My trust is in God.
Amen.
And when this valley gets too dangerous and things get too bad, my shepherd will lead me somewhere else.
Yes.
And he's going to come, and I'm going to go up, and I'll be out of here.
Amen. Yes.
I'm depending on God.
God, yes.
It's not just a poem that I learned in the fifth grade.
Yes.
It's not just a scripture that I say when people are in danger and they're going through and I start repeating, the Lord is my shepherd. You know what? It's kind of late to start repeating this at this time. Yeah. You needed him all along.
Oh,
and though you are having a difficult time, because while you're walking through this valley in the shadow of death, death has showed up, and now you need to know the last part. The surely goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the days of your life, because you've made up your mind you're going to dwell in the house of the Lord, not just on earth, but forever.
Forever, yes. Yes.
Dwelling in the house of the Lord forever doesn't just mean I'm going to serve the Lord all the days until I die.
Yes.
We say that's true, but we're going to serve him throughout all eternity. I'm going to dwell in his house forever. Goodness and mercy is going to continue. I don't know. You know, one of the things I've learned by getting older is how many blunders I've made in life. They weren't necessary sins. They were just blunders.
Yeah.
And how, you know, if it was not for God, I would not be successful. I don't count my success as my own. It's God.
It's God, yes.
Who has led me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The Lord upheld me in my military career. I sure made my share of mistakes and blunders and bloopers and all kinds of things and whatever. And God saw me through.
Amen.
It was a measure of grace. I don't have this perfect, you know, military image and, you know, spotless or whatever. And the people who do, then I think that's just wonderful. And I applaud you. But that wasn't me.
Yeah.
I was kept and am kept by his power divine. I am someone that the Lord has had the leading guide always.
Always, yes.
I'm the sheep who's prone to walk off.
Yeah.
And God has to, come. And you know, you talk about the one in the 99. I'm probably the one. You know how he had to leave the 99 and go for the one? That's probably me.
Yeah.
Charlie the sheep. He's wandered off again. There he goes. Y'all stay right here. I'll bring him back. And they say, yeah. And then they talk about him. You know, he always does that. But the Lord is my shepherd, though.
Yes.
He's the one I'm depending on. I like that. He says, my cup runneth over. In other words, I'm just blessed.
Yes.
Blessed with joy.
Yes.
I'm blessed with having someone that when I go through, I can go to.
Yes.
On a bad day, I can go to them and not depend on whether or not they want to hear me or not. You know, whether you know it or not, not everybody wants to hear your problem.
That's true.
And they might sit themselves up and propose themselves as being this great magnanimous person who wants to hear everybody's woes and ills and everything. You just don't know them.
Yeah.
They really don't want to hear your problem.
Yeah.
And when you call them on the phone, they answer just because of protocol. And they sit there and they go, And then when they hang up the phone, they frown and tell somebody, they're always calling me. The only person who doesn't act like that is God.
Amen. That's right.
God has a few people who want to listen.
Yes.
I answer my phone.
Yes.
And I do so with a right heart.
Yes.
But I know a lot of people who don't.
Yes.
Yes. But I got that from God.
Amen.
Some people really, you know, you think they really just love you.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't matter, does it? Not if the Lord is your shepherd.
Nope.
You'll be all right because the Lord is your shepherd. Remember, every good and perfect gift comes down from above. It is the Lord who provides.
Yes.
Jesus told me, he said, don't say that you'll do this or that. He says, God will take care of it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This is what David resolutely says about because of this, because the shepherd that he has is the Lord. In the valley, he says, but goodness and mercy is going to follow me.
Yes.
In the shadow of death, but goodness and mercy is going to be with me.
Yes.
It's a difficult time, but I'm going to be all right. Because my shepherd is the one who's providing the goodness and the mercy.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm not depending on the things around me, but my goodness and my mercy is coming from the shepherd that I have. And my shepherd is the Lord. And since he's dependable, he never fails. He never lets me down. David uses another word. He says, I shall not be ashamed. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my keeper. He's my strong tower. He's my buckler, my shield. I will never be ashamed. In other words, he's never going to let me down. No one's going to ever say, well, you depended on God and he didn't come through.
No.
I will not fear what men will do, David says in one place. He says, because the Lord is on my side. I've got a good shepherd. I'm not worried about who shows up. God is going to see me through. The Lord will take care of me. God is going to make everything all right.
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord, who's my shepherd.
Amen.
I'm not leaving this flock. And he's not referring to any local church or any organization, whatever. But he's talking about the flock that's in Christ. I'm not leaving this flock. The ones that Christ said God has put them in me and no man shall pluck them out of my hand. That flock.
Yeah, amen.
The flock, every one of them is registered.
Yes.
Every hair of their head is numbered.
Yes.
The ones that in heaven, God knows exactly who they are.
Yes.
They're listed because as soon as I came to him, my name got written. They say the angels jotted my name down. I'll take that. I know my name is written on high. And I'm going to stay in this flock because when you leave this flock, you get blotted out.
Yes.
Everybody in this flock, he's preparing a place for.
Yes.
Everybody in this flock, he's preparing a crown for.
Amen.
Everybody in this flock, he's preparing a robe for. Everybody in this flock, he has an inheritance for.
Yes. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
Peter wrote in one place, he said, kind of not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you. I think it was Peter. In other words, if we walk through this valley in the shadow of death, which is what we're all in.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, even though, not even when.
Yes, even though now.
But even though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm not afraid of the devil. I don't.
Yes.
Fear that he's going to overwhelm me and overtake me because the Lord is with me.
Yes.
He's not going to come upon me in such a way that I can do nothing about it because the Lord is with me.
Yes.
It's the Lord who keeps me.
It's the Lord who keeps me.
It's not an amulet. It's not because I'm a good person. It's not because of the church I belong to on earth. It's not because of who. It depends on who your leader is. My leader is God.
God, amen. Yes.
I get so tired of people saying that.
The Lord is our shepherd. Yes.
Oh, there are many men that God uses, but ultimately it's the Lord.
Yes, amen.
It is the Lord.
It's the Lord.
Men really get exalted when people start saying, you can depend on so-and-so. People get exalted.
Yes, they do.
And they start believing it themselves.
Yes.
And then they get to the point where they start feeling themselves. If you don't come to me, you can't get nothing done.
Yeah.
It's the Lord. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. You can stand. Tonight, you should be feeling pretty well right about now.
Yeah, amen. Yes.
Because the Lord is your shepherd. You should be feeling pretty good. You ought not be worried about a whole lot of anything because the Lord is your shepherd.
Amen.
If he's not your shepherard, you need to make him your shepherd.
Amen.
You need to make up your mind. I will not worry about what men will do. The Lord is on my side. You need to have the Lord.
Yes.
I will glorify God.
Yes.
He is my Savior.
Yes.
He's my strong tower. He's my defense.
Yes.
Oh, there are many people that God will use, but ultimately power comes from God.
Yes.
There are many people that God will send, but when they come, they need to come with a word from God.
Yes.
There are many people through whom the Holy Spirit will flow, but the power of the Holy Ghost comes from God. Don't ever think that anybody can do anything in God.
Yes.
Anything of any good that's good and perfect without God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for the people of God. Father, we thank you for we have a good shepherd. You are the good shepherd.
Good shepherd, yes, thank you.
Lord, though you may send many representatives and delegates, oh God, they may be good men, good women, but ultimately, Lord, they're only good as long as their shepherd is you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, they can only bring good when they represent the one who is a good shepherd. Lord, it's you, because of you, Lord, that we do not want. Lord, it's because of you that we fear no evil, oh God. Lord, if men come and don't come in you, Lord, there's no reason not to fear you. Lord, when we lean and guide on you, oh God, we know, Lord, that we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Lord, thy rod and thy staff, Lord, your grace and your mercy and your protection. Lord, your power, Lord, surround us, oh God. We glorify your name. Lord, we love you with our whole heart. Lord, you restore our souls, oh God, when we are worried, when we go through. Lord, you come in a small, still voice and you say, it's going to be all right. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. You'll be all right. Things will work out. I'm here. You can depend on me. It'll be all right. It'll be all right on earth. I'll bring you to heaven one way or the other. You'll be all right. I thank God for your goodness and your mercy tonight, oh Lord. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, for everyone tonight, Lord, who has any ailment in their bodies, oh God. Lord, heal you. Lord, you're a healer. Lord, you're a restorer, oh God. All those, Lord, who are in any quandary and have a situation that needs to be worked out for. Sister Nancy, her situation needs to be worked out. Bella Jenkins, that needs to be worked out, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, in every way, Lord, things need to be worked out, fixed, and finished, oh God. Lord, we are depending on you. Lord, we are depending on you. For Lord, you restore our souls, and Lord, you keep us. Lord, for all those who need healing, oh God. Lord, I pray, Lord, for the pouring of the anointing oil, for the movement of the Spirit, for the healing power, oh God. Lord, lift us up for you, the lifter of our heads. Lord, let your goodness and your mercy flow upon us, oh God. Give us a mind to follow you, oh God, and stay with you, and stay and dwell in the flock. Lord, whose shepherd is Christ Jesus. Lord, we'll give you glory, we'll give you honor. Lord, for everyone, Lord, that you have appointed, every leader, every person, Lord, that you've delegated, Lord. Lord, give all of us a mind, Lord, to stay with you. Lord, let us not be led off. For everyone, Lord, that you've trusted over your people, with your people, Lord, keep us in you, O God. Lord, let us not turn our own minds, our own ambitions, our own desires, O God, our own affections. Lord, keep us in the love of God. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Lord, you are our shepherd too. Lord, we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. We'll give you all the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for all of you tonight. It's good to see Elder Tiens with us tonight. Antoine, Elder Paul, Aunt India, Sister Nancy, Elder Jenkins. Glad to have all of you.